Hello and welcome back to the TTD, to Tani Talk Stuff, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes away. Welcome, Shechianu, to Gemara Tanis. Welcome along for the journey. Welcome to the new Gemara. The Gemara points out on Tanis 2a that there are, Rabbi Yochanan said, there are three keys in the hand of the Holy One, blessed is he, that are not entrusted to an agent. The notes point out, actually, several instances are recorded in which agents were entrusted with these keys. Gemara Sanhedrin relates that Eliyahu, one of my favorite characters in Tanakh, was handed the keys of rain and revival of the dead, and from Kings 1, it's evident that Elisha was given the key of revival of the dead. Therefore, we mean it to say that they were never permanently in charge of these keys, although on occasion they were handed over to the agents. So what it's talking about here is that there are keys of the Hashem that are not entrusted to the agents permanently. And which keys are this? And which keys are they? They are the key of rain, the key of childbirth, and the key of revival of the dead. And the Gemara points out that it might be talking about different aspects, but in general, these are the keys that are in Hashem's hands. Obviously, everything goes up to Hashem, but the key of sustenance also in Ma'arav, in the West, they say, is not entrusted to an agent, only to Hashem. We should remember, everything is from Hashem. Everything comes from Hashem. But specifically, such fascinating things are up to Hashem. Everything is up to Hashem, but especially things that are not handed over to anyone else, any of his agents, relating to the rain and the childbirth and Techiyat HaMeisim, and of course, sustenance. Remembering and relying on Hashem. Sometimes people have the fallacy to say, Kochi ve'otzim yadi, from Devarim. Really, I was able to do this. I accomplished this. I was so successful in business. I had such brilliant business acumen. No, it all comes from Hashem. Everything is from Hashem. Hakol bidei shemayim chutz miyir shemayim. And when we talk about the keys, it just means on some aspect, on some level, Hashem allows a conduit in some way, but of course, everything comes from Hashem. Don't ever think about the fallacy that everything is you, and it's all from you, and you're so amazing, you're so great, you're the best speaker on earth, you're so talented, you're so this, you're so that. Everything comes from Hashem. You're just but a pawn in Hashem's system, in Hashem's timeline. Yes, you might have talents that were given to you by Hashem, but recognize they come from Hashem. Understand that they come from Hashem, and understand that everything is because of Hashem, and comes from Hashem, and everything, all keys in general, really come from Hashem, and understand where things come from, and understand and be grateful for what Hashem gives you in your life. Join us next time as we continue on beginning Tanis here on Tanis 3 here on the TTD, and I'm your host, Tani.